Yeah. And are you doing like polishing? Are you polishing like the jade on certain pieces or on all your pieces? Or how does like what's the like the process of it look from taking it from the ocean into
Well,
what you turn it into? Yeah.
so take it from the ocean or a block of jade that I've purchased from, other origins like Canada or, Siberia, Russia, Guatemala, all these different places that I do source jade from as well. Taking it from that into to a finished product, it takes a number of steps, with a pair of earrings, it's a couple hours at least of work to, cut the stone, grind into the shape that you want, and then polish it and surface it and surface it and polish it. I think there's like something like I think 10 different steps that I have to go through for every pair of earrings. And
Yeah, so it's pretty involved.
yeah, it's very involved. And it takes a semi-specialized tooling. Lapidary tools are grinders and saws that use oil or water to kind of cool the cutting tool down. And
Okay.
also to kind of keep the dust away because the dust can be somewhat dangerous, in high in large amounts.
Oh, to inhale it or something?
Yeah, I mean any dust is bad dust, if like construction workers, they have to deal with a lot of dust, and jade carving is not dissimilar to that.
So do you wear like some sort of respiratory protection when you're carving?
Yeah, sometimes depending on what stage I'm in, if I'm using a lot of water, I feel a little more confident about not having to wear a ton of PPE, but I think it's smart to wear it always.
It just seems like it would be difficult. Have you ever like been working on a piece and, and then maybe you get to a point where if you took too much material off on a certain part of it or whatever, there's like no going back, right?
Yeah,
So then
absolutely.
you just maybe have to adapt at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Jade's perfectly imperfect, right? And sometimes you do your best to find the best parts of the stone and work to what the capability of that part of the stone is or that type of stone. But there's always a time where you push a little too far and you're grinding it to dust, so you can't really put it back. And you have to plan around, where you want to be. And sometimes it doesn't work out. There's a fracture that comes up and it breaks off or it shows itself and you have to kind of grind it out of the way. And it's this art form is constantly adapting to what nature's given you, and it's cool in that way too. It kind of helps with the attachment of the outcome as well.